Hi, I'm Sam.
And I'm Naisha.
Welcome to Breaking Wind.
Okay, we're back.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh my goodness.
We did it.
Yes, a little few technical glitches. Hopefully this will record fine and you'll be listening to this somewhere in your ears.
Totally professional operation going on here.
Where do we start? Where do we begin, as we usually say? Because we haven't done it for a year and a half and I'm really rusty.
I just could not believe how long it had been when you said that it was like, what was it? August 2022 or something crazy?
Yeah.
That's just nuts to me.
So crazy. And to think how much has happened since then. I mean, my goodness. Yes. Get it together. So I'm Sam. Is that what we usually say?
And I'm Naisha. Hello.
Hello.
We're back. We're back. We've watched another one.
Yes.
God, it was awful. Is it worth it? I don't know.
First of all, we want to say thanks. Shout out to Becca for requesting that we do Eclipse, because we love recording the podcast and we hadn't done Eclipse, which I was surprised about, because we did. I think we did almost all the other films, did we? Or maybe we have done Eclipse. I don't even remember, to be honest, in series two. I don't know. I'm not sure.
It feels like another lifetime at this point. So Eclipse for me, it was my favourite book back in the days when I was an avid reader of the Twilight Saga.
Mm.
I was genuinely surprised at how bad the film was watching it now, you know, like 15 or so years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's long and nothing happens.
It is. Yeah, it is long. I had to break it up into three chunks of watching.
See, that's smart.
Yeah. It was. So the first hour I watched it with my girlfriend, I don't know why I felt the need to say it.
Hang on. Let's just segue.
Well, first of all, since the podcast that we last recorded, you've got married. I mean, that's pretty huge.
It's legit now, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. That feels like a long time ago as well. Yeah, I had a wedding, like an adult. I felt like I tricked everyone at the venue into believing that I was an adult. It was so weird.
Oh, love it. It was such a good day, actually week, because we were there in Edinburgh for it. And it was the first time I'd seen you in two and a half years? Or almost three years?
It was a long time, wasn't it? Yeah.
Wild. But it was so much fun.
It was crazy. And yeah, you're right, it did end up being a week because everyone had to travel up to Scotland. Because I wasn't very kind on everyone for that. But yeah, it was beautiful. And you organised the best bachelorette party as well. It was so much fun.
Why, thank you. I was pretty pleased with myself. Yeah, we went to a really nice bar that were really accommodating. It was one of the gay bars in town. And
So many snacks
and drag acts. So what more could you ask for, really?
It was fantastic. And don't forget, we went to that amazing place for dinner as well. I was like trying to stuff as much food into me as possible. It was amazing.
Yeah, no, it was so much fun. And thank you. I mean, thank you for honouring me with the honour of being your maid of honour. It was amazing. Loved it, and thank you.
Oh my gosh, the speech. You guys, you should have heard the speech. It was Inspired.
Thank you.
There were so many quotes. You had quotes from Bridesmaids and like it was performance of a lifetime.
I have to say I'm gutted that nobody recorded it, but at the same time I am kind of relieved that nobody recorded it, because in my head I can just make it into that it was, you know, it absolutely killed. But I mean, it did kill with I would say maybe 25% to 30% of the room. I got big laughs because they got the references. The other sort of 70% or so, like maybe your parents, Marley's parents, other people, family, etc.
All the older relatives,
They were sort of like, is she okay? Like, I don't know. But it killed with the audience.
That was my favourite part.
I aimed it at. So.
Yeah, you were doing the quotes from Bridesmaids and you were like, we can communicate with just a look. And then like you say, like half the room laughed and half the room was like, what is going on?
Oh, and this, one of my proudest moments though is that when we came off stage, you know, it was in the sort of reception, a guy, I have no idea who he is, but he came up to me. I mean, I assume he'd had a few whiskeys to say this, but he was like, you should be a comedian. Like, honestly, you're so funny. And I was like, well, expect me at the Fringe next year, you know, just
come on. Oh my God, I'm dying to know who that was.
I'm trying to remember like what he looks like. I have no idea. He was probably so dry and sarcastic that I couldn't tell because I didn't know him. I don't know, but it was
he's
great.
Actually just making fun of you.
Yeah kudos. But no, it was amazing. You and Marley, it was so special to see you both so happy, and you looked amazing, both of you. The venue, I mean, the castle in Scotland where there was snow on the ground, I mean,
oh
blimey.
Yeah, we got very lucky. There was snow on the ground. It was stunning.
It was amazing. So yeah, congrats. And
thank you.
Another thing that happened since we last recorded, only a couple of months after we last recorded, was that I had the honour and privilege of meeting Scotty Landis of the Bananas podcast, Best in the Biz. I met him in LA, yes, which was amazing. He's so nice, so generous with his time. He's just, him and Kurt both really, really love them. I DM'd to say, oh, I'm in LA for a couple of days, because it was at the end of our holiday. Me and my sister were there. And I said, oh, any tips on kind of where to go? And he gave me loads of great advice. And then he said, you know, if you're in this area, you know, let me know if you want to grab a beer or something. And I was like, yes, oh my God. So we went to this really cool bar with him and had beers, had a great chat, got some great stories. He's so nice, so lovely. And then I said to him that my other sister wants to get into directing and into the movies and things, and he said, here's my email address, give me her email address, whichever way around, and I'll give her some advice. And he took the time to write a really nice long email giving her advice of sort of how to navigate her way through. And it's just so lovely. I just, so,
that's gorgeous.
Such a lovely person, like really, really lovely. So amazing. So it was really,
what an incredible person.
Yeah, just such a nice guy. Just so, and so much fun to meet him. And it was quite funny because he said on his way to the bar, he was listening to one of our series two episodes, you know, whatever the latest one out was. And he said, if I just want to give you a bit of feedback, you know, and might be good to get a mic. Because when I was listening, I'd have to turn the volume up a lot for one of you and then down for the other one. And I said, yeah, thank you. And unfortunately, though, I have not taken that feedback on board. So the quality will be the same, if not worse. So apologies, everyone.
Quality will be what the quality will be, yeah. Okay? And you'll like it.
We're not professionals. We're not getting any money. We're actually paying money to host the podcast. But no, to be fair, it was quite funny. It's so but brilliant. Yeah, in a year and a half, unfortunately, we haven't been able to. Well, I haven't been able to
find a second mic.
Do that. Yeah, find a second, or just, you know, do anything to do.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing now, because I had the one and only mic, which we used to share when we lived together.
Mm.
But tonight I was like testing the equipment before we went live, and the mic's, it's gone. It's kicked it. It's no more. So now we're both mic-less, and this is the level of quality you can expect for any future episodes.
Yeah. Love it. But yeah. So yeah, lots been going on. Lots going on in the world.
It's all changing, yeah.
Everything, yeah. But I mean, that's the way it was when we came back to series two as well. I think we hadn't recorded for about, I don't know, like 3 years or something. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, too true. It is wild to think how long ago we started this.
Yes, it was. I mean, it's 6 years, which is bananas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that's bananas. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, pleased to be back. And mm-hmm. Yeah, so for my first segment of The Watch, I watched it with Katie Gilbrand.
And oh, yeah.
She came up. I wrote down basically a lot of what she said, and I'll just use that as my most
fantastic.
Of my notes.
But
the first hurdle that we came across was that it was not available for free on any of the streaming services that I hold. And I hold pretty much all the streaming.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
So we had to go to Amazon Prime to rent for $3.49. And
ripped off.
Very graciously, Katie had a gift voucher for £10. And we added it to my account, so she paid effectively £3.49 for me to watch a clip with her that she found very
That's
annoying.
So generous.
I was very grateful, and then I had
oh my gosh,
I had to make sure that I finished it within the 48 hours, because once you start watching it, you have to finish it by then. So we did the first hour together, and then I actually went to switch it off, and she said, "Oh, finishing," and I was like,
okay,
interesting. And then I think she was going to just Google. I said, "You can watch it in your own time." I think she's going to Google what happened because she's curious. She's very much hasn't watched really any of the Twilights, I don't think.
That must have been quite I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. Quite like a shock to the system. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was me trying to explain certain things was quite funny. So I'd say, "Oh, by the way, vampires in this don't burn to death in the sun, they sparkle."
It does sound ridiculous when you put it like that.
Yeah, when you put it sort of plainly. And then my second bit of watching, I thought, right, work smarter, not harder. So I watched mm-hmm. a big chunk of it at the gym. So got killed two birds with one stone. Get that done. And then the third little segment, I think I was having a shower. So that was it. So it's, yeah, that was how I managed to get through it. And it did genuinely make me think, how on earth did we do the first series? Because by the way, this isn't the first of, we're not watching this every week for a year, you know, as much as I'm sure people would love that. How did we do it? I don't know.
I know. Does it make you wonder if we had like no social lives? Maybe that's why we're single.
Yeah, I am wondering that now, because I just think, how? I don't know.
It's so funny.
Oh, hilarious. But
well, I applaud the kind of sectioning off, because I just had to watch it all in one go today, because I've been putting it off for God knows how long ago. We even set this date. We probably set this like 3 weeks in advance at least, mm-hmm. and I somehow managed to put it off until day of, and then I was like, okay, you really have to actually watch it now.
Yeah.
Sit down and get your ass into gear. Lucky for me, The entire Twilight Saga has just been made available on Australia's public broadcaster, ABC. So, yeah, which is such a weird one as well, because it's so sort of, it's very similar to the BBC. Like, it's quite sort of classy and does like a lot of locally produced TV. So to just randomly have the Twilight Saga on there is so off-brand, I feel like.
That's funny. Weird. I did check myself, I checked BBC iPlayer just on the off chance, because sometimes they have random movies on there, but no, unfortunately. Katie had to pay £3.49, so thank you for that.
That's so sad. But, like, good on her, that's brilliant. She's now donated to the podcast, effectively.
Oh, yeah, she's sort of a, yeah, she's a, it's like a mini Patreon.
Patreon.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, how, talk me through, oh, should we do, we could do some shout-outs first of get those.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
So, yeah, obviously, Becca, thanks for requesting Eclipse, and we love, we also love, you know, we do love that somebody said we missed the podcast. It's so nice. I'm just like, there's, and then a few people, when we said we were going to record, messaged to say, oh, so glad you're recording again. And I was just like, oh, it's just such a nice feeling. I can see how people get
sort of, makes me smile,
addicted to that sort of attention. But yeah, no, it's been lovely. So thanks everyone. So yeah, the first shout out is to my former housemate, Bella. Bella, not Swan.
That is wild.
Yeah. So, and Bella says, it's Bella, where you been, Loka? So Bella is my, yeah, old housemate. We were living together, and then our landlady said she wanted the house back, so I moved. But I'm now living also in a nice house, nice housemates, and I'm living with a dog, so that's fun. Little Jack Russell.
Upgrade.
Called Zach. So, yeah, shout out to Zach. he's a big fan of Twilight. Let me see who else. Oh, yeah. Another old housemate of ours, Alex, who was a guest star on series one.
Oh, yes, his, Alex.
His reply to our shout out was, is cereal soup?
I've never given much thought to this, but it's really boggling my mind right now.
Yeah.
I think just breakfast soup?
Yeah, and I'm trying to work out now whether this is a quote from something and I'm missing it. Is this a quote from one of the TV shows?
Maybe we're just taking it too seriously. It sounds like a reference, but I don't get it.
So is cereal soup? Well, how do you... Nah, let's not get into this. send us your views in, everyone. Answer the age-old question of, is cereal soup? And then I have another one from Lewis, who says, our Pats is king after Twilight. And I wonder,
bow down.
Does that mean our Pats, like Twilight is king and then our Pats is king after Twilight? Or does that mean our Pats was the king after he did Twilight? I don't know.
Was the king of Twilight? Oh no, after. Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe I don't understand.
He's done a few movies since Twilight, so yeah.
I do feel like Twilight was a big one for him. Like, we'd only really seen him in Harry Potter.
Mm.
Well, I had only seen him in Harry Potter before that. And that was like it was a big part, but only in one movie, right?
Yes. Yeah. Because I was trying to work out, Harry Potter definitely came before, his Harry Potter came before Twilight. Yeah. So I think that was the only thing that I'd seen him in as well.
Mm.
I think Kristen Stewart was more famous.
I feel like he's done heaps since. Already famous.
Yeah, because she did, was it called Panic Room with Jodie Foster?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so...
I guess she's done, like, quite a lot, hey, as a kid as well.
Yeah, so, yeah, but, and then also Lisa said morning, so good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. But, yeah, so... I mean, tell me about your experience, your thoughts of watching Eclipse.
Yeah. Look, it was cyclical. It started and ended in the meadow.
Oh, yeah.
I
Things are lost. Things are lost on me, so I don't spot those things.
I wrote down some thoughts about the sort of marriage proposal, because that's how the movie kind of starts with this one. He's just like, they're chilling in the meadow and she's trying to do some homework. And then he's like, just marry me, why don't you? And it's like, that's, you know, there's more romantic ways to do that. He's just chucking it out there. And then I think she comes back with, you know, 2 out of 3 marriages end in divorce, which I feel like perfectly distills Bella's character into a sentence.
Yes, definitely. It's not what you want to hear after trying to propose marriage, really, is it?
It's not ideal. Yeah, so then the whole movie becomes about like whether or not she's going to agree to kind of marry him, because she's 18 and everyone's going to think it's a shotgun wedding, which is funny. I did get, I don't know if you've seen, are you not on TikTok? There's a TikTok where it's just like POV, he's about to ruin your friendship, and the whole thing is just clips of this guy who's like kind of staring at you like too long, and then he's like, all of his sentences are like trying to be sort of cutesy, you know, when you have like a really good guy friend and then he like suddenly one day just randomly confesses his love to you, and it's like, oh man, it was so good. And that is the vibe of this movie with Jacob, I feel like.
Yes, you're so right. Yeah,
it's just that classic like nice guy, but like, she's into me, she just doesn't know it. And I'm like, is she into you though? Because she seems really into her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's throughout this whole movie, I just thought, why is nobody listening to Bella when she gives her opinion? It's so infuriating because she says to Edward, oh, you know, I want to do this and, you know, I want to be a vampire, blah, blah, blah. And he's just like patronizing her, shutting her down. I mean, he is right, you know, but that aside, he's not respecting her or listening to her or treating her, you know, it's not a two-way sort of thing. And then, I mean, Jacob crosses so many lines, it's ridiculous. I'm just saying, if Bella is telling you she is not into you, don't keep going on about it and then try and force a kiss. Like, what the hell, Jake? Like,
where is the consent training?
Like, so bad.
She's saying no with her words and her body, and I'm like, come on, do better.
I know, really. To be fair, I feel like if it was made today, I think that storyline would be a bit different.
It wouldn't work the same way. But the crazy thing is I feel like it so feeds into kind of like teenage eroticism, because I remember reading that book and being like, oh yeah, this is such a hot storyline. Like, she wants him, but she doesn't. I'm like, she doesn't know what she wants. And I thought it was really hot, but it's so not watching it back as a grown adult.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I just saw on my notes a quote saying from Katie, I have paid £3.49 for this. Kill me now.
Valid. So valid.
So valid. Oh dear. I can't even read my own handwriting. Oh, here. When I said Alice can see into the future, Katie said, has she won the lottery yet? Why why didn't they? Surely that would be, you know, surely.
That's the first thing you do, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, very good point.
The first thing, yeah. Maybe that's where all their mansion money comes from. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe, to be fair, like, they're probably absolutely rolling in it, to be honest. And that was on the point of the house as well. Another good commentary was, why is there a glass house? Like, your vampires, wouldn't you want to hide?
Oh, it's so true.
And the sun as well. But yeah. You're like, oh, we're a secret family and we're trying to keep a low profile. Here is our grand design house with floor to ceiling glass. Like, it just makes no sense.
I love the grand designs. It's such a grand designs project.
It really is.
You can just picture it. We're $4 million over budget and it's 15 years late. But we're really pleased with how it's coming along.
Yeah, for any international listeners, if you haven't watched Grand Designs, I'm sure you can find it on some kind of streaming thing.
It's a classic.
It's a British classic. It's so good. There might be an American version, to be fair, but I'd say Kevin...
Oh, I'm sure there's something.
Yeah, Kevin MacLeod is really... Is that his name? That he really... He brings the sass, and I love it whenever they say, oh, we're going to finish this amazing building project of our dream home. We're going to finish it within 6 months, and we're going to finish it with £400,000 only. And he's like, yeah, right. And they always over budget, always over time. It's hilarious. And
I so want to watch it now.
Yeah. Oh, dear. So in terms of the movie, a couple of things I spotted that I hadn't spotted before was...
Oh, okay.
I think Bella... Well, first of all, I think Bella's mum... I think her thong shows at one point, unless I'm mistaken.
When she gets up from the chair in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, oh, okay. I didn't see that before. And then also, I think Bella... I think Bella has a pug on her blanket, as in a pug blanket that I spotted. Mm-hmm. And that was, I'd just never seen that before. But then I guess we haven't watched this movie 52. Print
or just one?
Just one pug, yeah. But we haven't watched this movie 52 times though, so that's fair that we haven't spotted it.
That's really random.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of my other things. So it annoyed me actually how much Jacob was topless in this movie, like literally all the time, and it's so unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't make sense for the storyline. And it's giving Mac in It's Always Sunny in the latest season when he's just like, I feel like I should take my top off because I worked really hard on my abs and I need someone to look at my abs.
Yeah.
It's so that vibe.
That's very accurate. And the...
And then there's... Oh, sorry.
No, you go.
I was also just going to say there's this bit as well at the graduation party when Jacob gives her a charm bracelet with this little wolf charm on it that he's carved.
Yeah.
And then, like, the next day, Edward adds a little diamond heart charm to it. So he's like... just having a little penis fight with Jacob where it adds his charm. He's like, and also, don't forget about me.
Yeah. Oh, the whole thing is just... It's kind of hilarious, though, because, I mean, props to Stephanie Meyer because she knows how to write what a lot of teenagers would be after, which is two guys fighting over them at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
In the teenage psyche so well, yeah.
Yeah. Which... Yeah, I mean, good on her. She's laughing all the way to the bank, so, you know. we were talking about the sort of the... We talked about this, you and I talked about this a lot on the first series where we were talking about living forever and saying, oh my goodness, like, why would you want to be a vampire, you know, like, living forever and being with the same person forever? And... I've been watching a lot of Curb Your Enthusiasm recently. Have you watched that?
No, I haven't.
I think you would love it. Larry David in real life is who created Seinfeld, the sitcom. Curb Your Enthusiasm is basically a show about his life, but exaggerated. He plays himself. And it's cool. It's all improv'd. So all the actors, there's loads of guest actors on it, but they have a sort of structure to it, but then they improv their lines. So it's really, really funny. Highly recommend. Mm. And in that, there's a scene where Larry is renewing his vows with his wife at the time, Cheryl, not his real life wife, but his actor, you know, in the show wife. And and in her vows, she says, love you and be with you for eternity. And then Larry goes, eternity. I kind of thought this was like a death do us part deal. I wasn't sure that we were like locked in for the eternity part. And it just made me think of that, because it was just thinking about
that's brilliant
the Bella and Edward thing. But I mean, this was quite shocking. But again, Katie said, she said, I'm afraid I won't turn into a vampire for you. I hope that's okay. And I mean, I thought we had a good thing going, you know? I mean, like, what? What the hell? It was more of a not wanting to live forever thing, which is something that I agree with. So, you know.
That's fair enough, yeah. Yeah, it's too much. It's too much of a burden to take on. Yeah. When we were listening to the story about the third wife that the Quileute tribe tell, so it's a story about this guy, because werewolves also have like extended lifespans basically, so they like go through many wives because their wives age like normal humans. It's weird. But it made me think, like, what if, because they like have these, they live for so long, what if, like, every time you see a cougar, like an older woman with a younger man, it's just because, like, he's a werewolf and she's just been with him for a while. Theories, conspiracies.
Conspiracy. I love it. Hey, you never know. Stranger things have happened.
So, yeah, that was my little piece.
Love it.
Oh, did you see the controversy around Kristen Stewart and the Rolling Stones cover shoot that she did?
No.
Oh, so she did this very, I'm going to say, like, queer kind of shoot for Rolling Stones. And yeah. On it, she just had, you should look it up now while I'm talking about it. She just had, like, one hand down her pants at the front.
Okay.
And it's not like, the thing is, it's suggestive, but I feel like we've all seen more revealing photo shoots. Mm. And so there was lots of controversy around it, because people were saying it should be censored and, like, it's ick and yuck and yuck. And when you listen to her talk about it, it's really inspiring, because she just basically says that any kind of display of, I'm going to butcher what she said, but a woman, like, enjoying pleasure or displaying herself, like, outside of being for, like, the heterosexual male gaze is, like, scary to people, basically. And that's why the shoot's really good, because it challenges that. And I'm like, yes,
go Kristen, love it.
Very cool,
very cool. And on that sort of talking about the sort of heterosexual heteronormative point, I just want to bring up again that when Edward keeps refusing to have sex with her, there are other things that Edward can do that would not kill her and would bring her great pleasure. What the hell?
And he doesn't have to make her feel so bad about it. Like, they had the whole Cullen Mansion to themselves for a night. And she was, like, trying to get it on with him. And he was like, stop trying to take your clothes off. And I'm like, subtext, you fucking slag, like, sorry language. But, you know, I feel like he's really shaming her, and it's so not cool.
Yeah.
Because they're in this, like, relationship, and what all she gets to do is just kiss him. Like, what? Well, stop making her feel bad about having a sexuality. Like,
yeah, it's pretty infuriating watching him with
it's
that.
It's really frustrating.
Really frustrating. One thing I did put a note of is that Edward mentioned, oh, it's his mum's ring, the engagement ring. And it made me think, do we hear or know anything? I don't think we do, but I've never really thought about Edward's parents. Like, who were they?
That's a really good point.
What do you
think? How did he get hold of the ring?
Oh, yeah. Do you think he just stole it from, or maybe when she, because he would have, like,
when she died,
like, maybe because he wouldn't have been in touch with her after he was a vampire.
Yeah, because wasn't he dying of, like, influenza or something?
Oh, yes, and
Yeah, how interesting. I never thought about that. He would have had to go back and, like, take the ring somehow.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
It's an ugly ring. Sorry, I hate it. No personality.
But if Jacob had given it, it would have been better.
Probably. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that all the Quilly tribe stuff apparently is ripped off of actual, like, Native American culture, probably with no consultation with them either. I thought that it was all fiction and made up, but apparently it's, like, actually all kind of pirated from real stories.
I didn't know that.
So uncomfortable.
Oh, gosh. I mean, there's many things going on with Twilight that are just very questionable, but, hey, you know, we love to, I wouldn't say hate it, but, we, I mean, we love to watch it 52 times and dive deep into it and analyse it. So.
Exactly.
not this one, though, because I cannot. Physically cannot.
This one was so bad.
I have to say...
Yeah, I'm glad we picked Breaking Dawn over this.
That's a big call. But yeah, I think there's more going on in Breaking Dawn Part 1. There's more to sort of look at. The thing that I love in Eclipse, though, to give it its props, is I absolutely love Rosalie's story. As in, not love her story. I love the way they play it. The way they depict it is so... cool, like, really well done. And I love her revenge at the end when she's in a wedding dress. I was a little theatrical back then.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, such a badass. Because I also, like, up until that point, we don't really get why she's so kind of moody and doesn't like Bella all this time. And I'm like, yeah, okay, she's got her own stuff going on. And that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. I also watched, the other day, I watched the movie for the first time, Death Becomes Her. Have you seen that?
No.
So it's with Meryl Streep, Bruce Willis, and another actress who I've forgotten her name. But effectively, Meryl Streep's character is obsessed with trying not to age. She's an actress within it, and she's trying to do all the sort of latest things to stay young. And then this sort of, I don't know, witch type thing says, I have the secret potion, but it makes you live forever. And effectively, her and the other actress take it so that they can't be killed. But it was just funny watching that, because towards the end of the movie, it kind of showed the the reality of them living on and on and on, was that their faces were, even though they were, you know, still in the world, their skin was sort of still, like, peeling, and it was all, like, you know, because they were dead.
No.
And they were just, like, having to go on and on and on like that. And I was like, that is more a realistic depiction of, like, the reality of you have to live for eternity. Just lot of maintenance.
That's so true.
Very annoyed. And they had, yeah, it was just funny watching that. But yeah.
Walking corpses.
Yeah, exactly.
Delightful.
Yes. yeah, I think I've kind of, like, I think I've kind of used my notes now.
Yeah, the only other thing I wanted to mention is that I've been seeing a lot of content online recently about the gender-swapped Twilight. So there's a book. I don't think it'll ever be made into a movie because it sounds awful. There's only one book, not four, because I think it concludes at the end of that book with the guy being turned, which is interesting. But I saw someone kind of reviewing it, and they were saying, you know, this would have been a great opportunity to really, like, balance that power struggle that, like, Bella and Edward really had, as, like, he was, like, super, super powerful because he's male and supernatural, whereas, like, they could have balanced that more with the gender swap thing. But instead it's, like, basically the same story.
Oh, God.
Except they're, like, different. Yeah, they're just swapped. Anyway, I'm really, really intrigued to read it now because I've heard some direct quotes and they sound just so bad. So I'm going to be having a look in secondhand bookstores for a copy, and I'll let you know if I manage to get my hands on one.
Yes, please do. Let me know. Let me know how it is. I bought the I actually physically bought the Stephanie Meyer, whatever the newest book is. I can't even remember what it's called, but it's from, is that the one? Is it from Edward's perspective or something?
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't.
She's done the whole series, hasn't she?
Oh, I don't know, but I bought the book and I have not read it. And I probably will never read it. I had good intentions because I thought, oh, you know, especially when we were doing the podcast and stuff, but I just can't really be bothered. I've got a bit too addicted to, so a little reco is Harlan Coben, who he's an author who I discovered at Christmas because my mum got me one of his books. And since then, and this is March, I've read 5 of his books and I've watched 5 of the TV adaptations.
Whoa.
They're so good. He's the one who did, his book was that's been turned into Fool Me Once and The Stranger and a load of others. But yeah, Fool Me Once has been quite popular.
Yeah, cool.
But okay. I would highly recommend. He's just a really good thriller writer. He's kind of like John Grisham was to me like a while ago. So sort of like, yeah, feel like, nice. I can't put it down, really accessible kind of thriller type thing. But
Love those kind of books. That sounds like the kind of thing that I would get at the airport on my way to a holiday, just to have something that like sucks me in.
Definitely. Mm. It's a good airport. It's a good holiday read. Yeah. I actually read 1.5 of his books on a week long holiday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's really impressive, actually.
Thanks. I was delighted. It was so good. But yeah, so I think for Twilight, as in not Twilight, well, Twilight Eclipse, I think, I did have another takeaway. So Jasper was in the Confederate Army. Was it ever addressed he no longer shares those views, or that he's moved on and that he's no longer a Confederate kind of leaning
glossed over
person? Because that, you know, that's quite a big thing, I feel.
It's so glossed over. And the thing is, I misremembered it as well. I misremembered it as he was turned to then serve the Confederate Army, so that like, so I thought it had been written like the Confederate Army are evil because they used vampires to cheat, right? That's how I remember it.
Oh, I did.
And then you watch the movie.
I didn't even think about that. Oh my God.
Well, I thought that would, like, that's cool. Like, that makes kind of like an interesting twist. You watch the movie and he's just in the Confederate Army as a human before he was turned, like, and it's just totally glossed over. He's just like, yeah, when I was in the Confederate Army, what, excuse me, can you go back a second, because you are a blonde white man, so that's very concerning.
It wasn't sort of like, oh, I was in the army, I was drafted in because I, you know, whatever, or just like, I was in that and now I don't, you know, I disagree with the views. There's nothing of that sort, no clarification. Nothing. Just sort of, yeah, I was in the Confederates.
I was forced in and yeah, nothing. It's dodge. I feel like I didn't have the emotional intelligence to process that information as a teenager, and I was like, oh yeah, that sounds American, don't understand it. And it's not good.
Jasper. But yeah.
Also, do you love how he doesn't have a southern accent until this movie? And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, I was the youngest on the Texas Cavalry.
Yeah, he really hams it up. Yeah, that, I didn't notice that before. I think that was a sort of continuity error that they forgot. that was his only storyline in the movie. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Gosh. Yeah. Any last sort of takeaways or recos for people, or anything you want to leave people with?
I have got a reco. I can't remember if I've said this before, so I'll just say it now. I've got a podcast recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
If you like a sort of murder mystery or like a thrillery type thing, then British Scandal is very good.
Yes.
And the best thing is they do really in-depth ones, but it's only like 3 episodes per season. So you can kind of get through the whole thing really quickly. And then they do like a 4th one where they interview someone, but I never listen to those, to be honest. I just want the juicy content.
Yes. Yes, that's a really good show. I haven't listened to all of them, but I'm almost certain that I've listened to the first couple of series.
Mm.
Oh, was it the canoe? What they did one on the canoe guy.
Who... The canoe con was so much more exciting than I thought it was going to be.
I remember that happening at the time. I remember it being in the news. Yeah, the guy who faked his death in the Panama, is that the same one?
Yes, that one.
The guy who faked his death in a canoe accident, and then he was caught because he posed for a photo when buying a property in Panama, posed with his wife and the estate agent, and it went onto the internet. And this was even before the big social media stuff. It was just posted.
Like the noughties, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just posted on an estate agent website, but they managed to be bad. Like, gotcha. But it's awful because they had kids who didn't tell, like they pretended he had died just to get the insurance money. So bad.
The trauma from that would be horrific. And also, but just think about all the like police investigation time that's wasted, like looking for him as well. Oh, it's just horrible.
Yeah. Crazy. But yeah, that's a great reco, definitely. Mm. It's a good one. What have I been listening to? A lot of the usual stuff, really. I've been listening a lot to Shameless podcast since I heard about it on Just the Gist, which is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, have you ever listened to it?
I think I've listened to one or two. Yeah, I probably need to go back because I really like the host of that one.
Mm, yeah, they're really, really cool. Like, really... The tagline of it is for smart people who love dumb stuff, which I thought is perfect. Mm.
It is perfect. I think that same host also does Everybody's Got a Secret, and that's a fantastic one as well.
Oh, yes. I haven't listened to that.
They get basically their listeners write in anonymously with secrets that they're keeping, and they get so juicy, and then people like discuss on the podcast what they think the person should do, whether they should like tell their secret or how to navigate the situation. It's so good.
I'm going on that right now, and I'm going to download a load of episodes because I love... Should I listen to from series 1, do you think?
Yeah, they don't have that many episodes. Oh, yeah. I find that I fly through them pretty quickly, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Okay, amazing. Thank you for that, because I do love the host.
You're
so
welcome.
That's great. Yeah. And in terms of TV, I've been watching my usual sort of reality trash, and I've been rewatching The Office US, so not really much to report there.
Oh my God, same! Oh. I swear I'm watching it like twice a year at this rate. It's actually not even funny. Like, Marley is so sick of hearing that intro music. But I'm like, it's my comfort TV. Like, I'm actually addicted to it, and it never gets old for me.
Yeah, oh, same. And I'm also rewatching bits of Parks and Rec as well. Those are my two that I just love going back
Parks
to.
Yeah, Parks and Rec is also great, yeah.
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, I know, but so sad, Captain Holt.
I know, so sad. Oh, so sad. And Matthew Perry from Friends. Oh, no, we won't get into this, but oh,
I know,
so sad.
But it makes me feel like old, because I feel like the generation, like a couple of generations below us, are going to come through and be like, who? Who's that?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, they died before you were even born. Like, that's so crazy. I'm starting to just feel like my parents, you know, and they're like, oh, you never knew Elvis Presley. It's before your time.
Well, I just actually listened to the Shameless podcast do their Scandal series on Priscilla Presley. So that was interesting, talking about that.
Oh, I bet that's a good one.
Very good. And it's in 3 parts. It's crazy. But there's, because there's so many movies about them at the moment coming out, and that Jacob Elordi, what's his name? Elordi or something?
Elordi.
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 Oh, God. Him, the one from Saltburn. So, side note, have you seen Saltburn?
Jacob Elordi. Yes, I know, so good.
I know we're late to the party, but we haven't recorded since all the buzz about it. I know the buzz has died down now. So, you know.
What a fantastic piece of cinema, though. It's brilliant. I was talking to my parents about it, and my dad was, like, not really interested because he basically only watches, like, fantasy. You know, like, I don't know, Game of Thrones-y kind of vibes. He's, like, not really interested in films unless they have that kind of magical aspect. I was like, oh, but this is, like, this is a piece of, like, pop culture, you know, like, you have to get on board. It's so good. And then I was like, actually, you know what? You probably wouldn't get it. And then I think he was really offended. But I'm like, it's true. I just don't think you'd get it. I'm sorry. I'm not saying that there's, like, a lot to get. I just feel like there's a generation of people who would just think, like, that's a gay film and not understand the nuance of it, you know?
Oh, it's so, yeah, it was wild to watch. It was, yeah, I watched it with my family, knowing, we did know, like, how awkward it would be, but most of the time I hid in the corner and just sort of didn't look at anyone and just, oh, it was so awkward.
That's brilliant. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But I love it as well, because you're always left questioning, like, what are the motives? I don't understand what's going on. So there's, like, a lot to think about afterwards.
Yeah.
Because I think, yeah, like I say, like, I think it's simplistic to be like, oh, he's just in love with him. Like, it's not really that. There's so much more.
The power. It's the power and the, yeah. It really great work. And I love the director, Emerald Fair. Oh, God, I can't do surnames. Yeah, very cool. So rubbish. She's amazing. She did Promising Young Woman, and that's a very difficult film to watch, but amazing. But yeah, and Barbie, of course, again, it was all died down now, but Barbie was so good.
Oh, Barbie was so good. I know.
Oh, and I
love it.
I love it. I can believe it, but I just, for Greta Gerwig to not get a nomination for Best Director is just astonishing.
The fact that, like, I'm Just Ken won an award and not any of the other music, it's like such a slap in the face. It just proves that the industry is not there, you know.
Yeah, although no, Bob, what's her name, Billie Eilish, they did win for that, for their song.
Oh, okay, yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's good, but that's pretty much all it won. Like,
I thought they were snubbed for that one.
No, luckily, because Billy deserved that. But okay, the fact that also, like, Ryan Gosling got a nomination for Best Supporting Actor, I'm like, no, as much as I love Ryan Gosling, and he did a good job with Ken, you didn't have to draw much to get into that role. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not the hardest role to play. And then, you know, because when people were saying, oh, Margot Robbie should have got a nomination, I don't agree. I just don't think either of them should have got one, because neither, as in, she did a great job as well, but in terms of Oscar, I don't think that either of the characters drew enough into, you know, enough range to get there. But the fact that he got a nomination and she didn't, I just, yeah, ridiculous.
It's a real slap. I don't know. America Ferrera could have done with one.
Yes. Did she win?
I don't know. Maybe I should have done my research before I bagged everyone out.
I think she, maybe she did win. Hang on. Let me just do a quick.
I just feel like every time I look at the awards lists, I see Oppenheimer, 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 and then nothing for Barbie. And it really annoys me. And I'm actually at the point where I'm in protest not going to watch Oppenheimer, because I'm so frustrated at the fact that, like, a man is being celebrated for creating nuclear warfare over, like, the general feminist movement, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to look now. No, she didn't win it, but she got nominated, so that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better than nothing, I suppose.
Yeah. But yeah, so to leave it on a pearl of wisdom, loads of pressure to come up with a great sign-off pearl of wisdom. I know. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Michael Scott, Wayne Gretzky. Grain Wetzky. And that's all, folks, from me.
That seems like a good note to sign off on.
Right, let's pray that this uploads. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Cheers. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email windbreaking@yahoo.com.
Yahoo, of course.
Mm-hmm. Or you can follow our Instagram at wind_breaking. Thanks, guys.
Bye.